that ranks in our pod. Enlightening our world, rhapsody of reality.
Today is November 3rd. Pastor is saying to us, the beauty of serving with the Spirit. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my Spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. One of the most striking thoughts from Romans chapter 1 is the Apostle Paul's revelation on serving through the Spirit as read in our opening scripture. It emphasizes the consciousness of the spiritual in our Christian service. Paul didn't say he served God with his mind or body, but with his spirit. This is so important because Christianity is a spiritual walk, a spiritual ministry, and our service must be offered through the Spirit to be acceptable to God. Paul wasn't speaking metaphorically. Rather, he was showing us how to carry out our divine assignments. Serving God with your spirit is about serving from the inward man, engaging spiritual truths, and ministering from a place of depth in the Holy Spirit. This is not head knowledge or mechanical duty. It's priestly service from the inner man. Then, in the latter part of the opening scripture, he says, without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers. Romans chapter 1 verse 9. This was also from his spirit. He was making intercession with the intensity of one who was fully conscious of spiritual realities. He didn't stop there. In verse 12 he adds, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Recall that he had expressed his desire to see the saints in Rome in verse 11, saying, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. The impartation wasn't one-sided. It required their mutual faith. He was coming to strengthen them, but they were also going to be a source of encouragement to him by their own faith and response. This is the beauty of fellowship with the Spirit. When we serve God with our spirits, we give and receive of his grace and knowledge. Hallelujah. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for the privilege of serving you with my spirit in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm conscious of the operations of the Spirit in my life, his wisdom, guidance and grace to impart others with the blessings of the gospel. I walk in the power of your spirit today, producing fruits and works of righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Romans chapter 1 verses 9 to 12 of the New King James Version, Romans chapter 12 verse 11, and Philippians chapter 3 verse 3. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Hebrews chapter 3 and Jeremiah chapters 38 to 40. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read John chapter 9 verses 18 to 27 and 1 Chronicles chapter 3.